Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in, joining us. We're doing all we can to try and make the show informative, educational, and entertaining for you, the Arizona homeowner. If you're trying to tackle any project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, now would be a great time for you to call us. We'd sure really appreciate it if you would just do us a big favor. We would love it if you would call us now during the broadcast rather than all week long at the office. We have the goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, so we take every call we get, but we come here specifically to take calls and answer questions. 1-888-767-4348. And if by some way we could get everyone to participate and cut down on the hundreds of phone calls we take all week long by y'all activating on Saturday morning and give us a ring, we'd sure appreciate it. It's exactly why we're here. Our focus during the Saturday morning broadcast is your house, your home, your castle. 1-888-767-4348. People call during the week, and occasionally my staff won't have the answer. So my staff will have to wait till either I land back at the office or I pick up my phone, and I never answer the phone when I'm in a meeting. And I'm in a meeting about 22 and a half hours a day. So calling during the week could possibly require 3, 4, 5 days or more for your answer. Calling the show right here, get your answer right away. 1-888-767-4348. One of the questions we got this week was a crack. How do I fix a crack in the wall? Well, boy.
What kind of wall?
I can't answer that question.
What kind of crack?
I can't answer that question unless I have a whole lot of more information. And let's go inside first and talk about a crack in sheetrock. We were walking a home in North Scottsdale recently, and we were looking at the remodeling they wanted done. And we went into this ginormous 5 or 6 car garage, and the drywall was cracked all the way across the entire thing in a perfectly straight line and had no rough edges on it. So it was obvious that was on the long seam of the sheetrock.
To you, that was obvious.
It was overwhelmingly obvious. So that's a fairly easy thing to fix. Chances are when they were taping the drywall, the garage door, of course, wasn't installed. Probably the middle of the summer, could be a hot blowing wind. Hot blowing wind is the biggest enemy to drywallers and concrete finishers. Nothing will destroy a drywall or concrete finish faster than trying to do it in a warm wind. There are tricks that you have so that concrete finishers and drywallers don't have to stay home 4 months out of the year, but you have to know those tricks on how to pull them off, and not everybody does. So how do I fix a crack in the wall? Drywall. First thing I'm going to do is we're going to take a look. Is the crack straight or is it jagged? Is the crack the width of a pencil lead or is the width of a pencil? Those are two completely different things. A jagged crack emanating from the corners of a door and window generally tend to be structural stress cracks that tend to be considerably bigger than the width of a pencil lead. So at that point, if I've got big drywall cracks in those locations and they're that wide, the first thing I'm going to do is get a hold of Arizona Foundation Specialists, because that's a settling problem. That's a structural problem. And I'm going to have them do analysis with a mammogram. I did it again. It's not a mammogram.
What is it, Rosie?
I just
thank you, Rosie.
Manometer.
Manometer.
Manometer survey uses water to
thank you.
Put
you
a topographical map of your home together, so you can see the highs and lows in the foundation, and those highs and lows are then what's investigated. Okay, why is this area sinking? Why is this area rising? It could be soil conditions, tree roots, a lot of different variables, but that survey is done with a water leveler that's called a manometer survey.
You just made my weekend. That was interesting. Anyway.
Listen, folks, by way of protection, if anybody shows up to analyze your foundation and says you need a mammogram, kick them off the property. Oh, man. So, for those kinds of drywall cracks, you need to assess what's causing it before you repair it, or you're just going to be fighting it constantly forever. Once we get it stabilized, you can fix it, and it'll be done forever. Now, we can go outside to your stucco and start looking at cracks. And again, we've got to look at what kind of crack it is. There are the cracks that run perfectly vertical that follow every 2x4 or 2x6 stud behind the wall. Those are just shrinkage cracks, thermal dimensional cracks that can probably be fixed with a good prepared paint job. Then you've, again, got the cracks that are a little bit bigger and a little bit wider that are more substantial than just shrinkage cracks. We call them spider cracking, where it's like a spider web going multi all directions, covering a vast area. That also can be an indication or a sign of a cement failure in the stucco system itself, or structural or stressing cracks. When we repair stucco cracks on the outside of a home, we like to take an air compressor or margin trowel and clean the cracks out of any loose debris or sand, blow them out completely. Then we take a little non-expanding exterior stucco repair and patch it, and then coat it and paint it with an elastomeric coating that spans the crack, and then we paint it. You have to be very careful. It takes a little experience not to let that patch what we call flash. And when you've seen these homes with the cracking stucco that have been improperly sealed on all the cracks, and even with the house repainted, all you see are these flashed patches that spiderweb all over the house. Done correctly, you can fix those. So, the moral of the story is, let's determine if the crack is a structural crack or a shrinkage crack, and then we handle it two completely different ways.
You know, if you have questions like that, what really helps is if you send us a couple pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Those pictures speak 1,000 words. It's so hard sometimes to try to visualize things. But I also have... you want an email question about stucco?
Yeah, one just came in. Sure.
Sure.
So we'll go to the phone. We've got a couple lines lit up.
Great, great. So if a homeowner has a kind of the old-fashioned rough stucco, what do you call that?
Just stucco. Skip trowel.
Skip trowel. And they're tired of it, and they want to go to the new, more modern sand-finished look, just real smooth.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What about that?
Poo-yay-ee. you're going to take that rough skip trowel texture, and we're gonna have to start by power washing it and get all the dirt and the chalked paint off of it. Then we're gonna have to paint what we call cement glue on the wall. It smells like, looks like, acts like Elmer's glue. And then we're gonna create another cement mix with a little bit more lime in it. And we're going to apply a top coat, and it's probably going to have to be done in two coats. You're talking about a fairly, you have to really hate skip trowel to spend the money you're going to spend to smooth coat over the top of it. It's an expensive deal. It's an extensive deal, intensive deal. It can be done. If you're going to do it, it's going to be expensive. I would tell you to interview the stucco contractor. Stucco Renovations is our Rosie-approved contractor that can do it. Talk to them about going to a synthetic stucco as opposed to a cement-based stucco. It will hold your future paint job a lot longer and be a lot less prone to the cracking we were talking about just a couple minutes ago. Big money.
Lots
power
of labor.
Wash, lots of labor.
That's right. A
significant amount of construction activity around your house, and then an all-new paint job when you're done.
Ooh, that is quite the update.
It can be. It really can. Okay, shall we try and squeeze in at least a question from
sure.
Bruce before we go to break?
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Very well. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, first of all, I have to confess, I'm the one that snitched on you.
Snitched?
Snitched when you were talking about habitat and Christmas trees.
Oh, to the game of fish.
He's the one.
Yeah, I'm the one that called Dave Weeman and said, Dave, Rosie was under the impression we don't use Christmas trees anymore. We were getting ready to do that big project out at Saguaro, and he, I guess you guys timed up, and I heard him talking to you that Saturday morning from Saguaro Lake. So
well,
anyway,
I just
wanted to make a confession.
That snitch turned into a great interview, so thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I knew they had quit the program. I did not know they had restarted it. So I appreciate snitches when they end up on good things like that. But thank you, Bruce.
Snitches catch fishes.
Yeah, right. There you go. And what's your
Rosie, I'm concerned about a neighbor. He's fairly elderly, and he's been looking at solar panels and that. And there were some guys coming through door-to-door selling this stuff, and they've been to his house twice now, and they're guaranteeing him all sorts of stuff. And you can pay up front $43,000, and it's all warranty for 25 years. And I'm trying to tell Dan, you're not going to live that long if you're paying, you know, it just made no sense. And they're telling him, oh, yeah, these solar panels, you'd be able to run your 3.5-ton rooftop air conditioner, and he's going to do battery backup, and that'll run his air conditioner. I'm saying, Dan, I'm out of the loop on solar. They've been proved, but I can't imagine. And he's got a 1,200-foot house, so that the roof area is not huge, and it is facing the right way for the sun. But I'm like, I can't see solar running your AC, and if we have a power outage, a battery backup running your AC and your refrigerator. And I'm just afraid he's going to make this terrible mistake because they're pressuring him. They want to come back this week and sign him up. And
Oh, man. If there's anything we can do, I'm going to answer this question. We're going to have to go on a little break. But my next segment will be committed to saving your neighbor from making a hugely expensive mistake. Call him. Tell him to tune in and listen.